The purple circle is the negasphere. It's on its way, too. You take that side, I'll take this. They were supposed to start from the edge of the 12th sector. The idea was to make it a smooth, bowl-shaped sweep across the galaxy, converging upon the objective. But each of the system marshals apparently wants to run this war to suit himself. Look at that guy there. He's beating the gun by 9,000 parsecs. Watch me pin his ears back. He pointed his simplex at the red light, which had so offendingly sprung into being. There was a whirring click, and the number 449276 flashed above a board. An operator flicked a switch. Grand Fleet Operations, Kinnison's thought snapped across space. Why are you taking off without orders?
Why, I'll give you the marshal, sir.
No time. Tell your marshal that one more such break will put him in irons. Land at once. GFO off. With around a million fleets to handle, we can't spend much time on any one, he thought at Worsel. But after we get them lined up and get our Regellians broken in, it won't be so bad. The breaking in did not take long. Definite and meaningful orders flew faster and faster along the tiny but steel-hard beams of the communicators. Take off. Increase drive 4.5. Decrease drive 2.8. Change course 2. And so it went, hour after hour and day after day. And with the passage of time came order out of chaos. The red lights formed a gigantically sweeping, curving wall, its almost imperceptible forward crawl representing an actual velocity of almost 100 parsecs an hour. Behind that wall blazed a sea of amber, threaded throughout the brilliant filaments which were the Ryerson lights. Ahead of it lay a sparkling, almost solid blaze of green. Closer and closer the wall crept toward the bright white star. And in the reducer, a standard 10-foot tank in the lower well, the entire spectacle was reproduced in miniature. It was plainer there, clearer and much more readily seen, but it was so crowded that details were indistinguishable. Haines stood beside Kinnison's padded chair one day, staring up into the immense lens and shaking his head. He went down the flight of stairs to the reducer, studied that, and again shook his head. "This is very pretty, but it doesn't mean a thing," he thought at Kinnison. "It begins to look as though I'm going along just for the ride. You, or you and Worsel, will have to do the fighting too, I'm afraid." "Uh-uh," Kinnison demurred. "What do we or anyone else know about tactics compared to you? You've got to be the brains. That's why we had the boys rig up the original working model there for a reducer. On that, you can watch the gross developments and tell us in general terms what to do. Knowing that, we'll know who ought to do what from the big chart here and pass your orders along." "Say, that will work at that," and Haines brightened visibly.